This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. جزاكم الله خير. First and foremost, for everyone that's arrived on time, and there's still some people on the way, but we're going to start anyway. But inshallah ta'ala, there's a number of things that needs to be discussed today. And inshallah ta'ala, I will try to the best of my ability to cover what I can. There's only so much that I can say. I can't speak for much because I'm really, really ill. And I have to go do my tawaf al-wada' and then leave because I have to sort out your hotel rooms over there in Medina. Inshallah ta'ala. The first thing that I want to quickly mention, and this is very, very important that we do, and every year it must be mentioned, just so us hujjaj, we are fully aware of how to go about with this issue of the Hajj after we have left. You know, my brothers and my sisters, a common question that people tend to ask is, how do I know if my Hajj has been accepted? How do I know if my Hajj has been accepted? You know, my brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. After you have finished with your Hajj, then do istighfar. Say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Someone might think to himself, why do I need to do astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah? Why do I need to seek forgiveness? Even though the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us that after finishing Hajj, we become like a newly born baby. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, من حج ولم يرفث ولم يفسخ رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever does Hajj and he doesn't or he hasn't fallen into any obscenity or any transgression, he comes back like a newly born baby. Why is it now that I have to do istighfar? Why I have to say astaghfirullah? I have to seek repentance. Because my brothers and my sisters, when an individual now has accomplished this noble, great worship of doing Hajj, he could end up easily being self-amazed with himself. I've now accomplished such great ibadah, such a great pillar. And he thinks now that he has become a complete individual. And he begins to forget that he is a deficient human being. And that no matter how great he accomplishes an act of worship, that he is never complete and that there is always room for improvement. This is why when Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he spoke about the characteristics of the awliya. He mentions فِعْلُ الْفَرَائِضِ وَالنَّوَافِلِ دَأْبُهُمْ مَعْ رُؤْيَةِ التَّقْصِيرِ وَالنُّقْصَانِ. In that line of poetry, he says that the way of the awliya is that they do the obligatory acts and they also do the voluntary acts, while at the same time that they see that there is room for improvement and that they are falling short. And this is how the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be. This is the kind of mindset he should have. That no matter how wonderfully I do that act of worship, I can always do better. I can always do better and better and better. And they look for ways of how they can improve. This is why, my brothers and my sisters, the famous dua that we always read in the last 10 days of Ramadan. The elderly amongst us, they know that dua. The young ones amongst us, they know that dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni, right? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was taught this dua by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She asked him, Ya Rasulullah, if I come to know, Ara'ayta in alimtu ayya laylatin laylatul qadr, if I come to know when laylatul qadr is, what do I say? If we look closely at this hadith or at this dua, my brothers and my sisters, who is being taught this dua? It is Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The best of those to ever walk on the face of this earth. And I say this unrestrictedly, she was even greater than many of the male companions. And when is she asking this? She's asking this on the last 10 nights. She's just been performing the ibadat in the first 20. But still, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told her, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and to pardon you. Ibn Rajab, he commented on this, and this is very, very powerful, my brothers and my sisters. Look what he says. And I want everybody to take this home with you. وَإِنَّمَا أَمَرَ بِسُؤَالِ الْعَفْوِ بَعْدَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا وَفِي لَيَالِ الْعَشَرِ. He only commanded her to ask for forgiveness after working so hard in the first 20 days of Ramadan, and then even more so in the last 10. Why? لِأَنَّ الْعَارِفَ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ. Because the smart and intelligent individual, he works hard, he strives, he puts in the effort. ثُمَّ لَا يَرَوْنَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا حَالًا وَلَا مَقَالًا. Then they don't see themselves having accomplished anything. They see it to be something very, very small. فَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى سُؤَالِ الْعَفْوِ كَحَالِ الْمُذْنِبِ الْمُقَصِّرِ. And here is the catch. The smart and intelligent individual, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rushes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after working hard. كَحَالِ الْمُذْنِبِ الْمُقَصِّرِ. The same way the sinner who fell short, he runs back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the person who committed zina, when he committed zina, my brothers and my sisters, if he's smart and intelligent, what does he do? He asks Allah for tawbah, right? He seeks for forgiveness. Ibn Rajab, he says, this should be the same state of the one who has just accomplished a very wonderful ibadah. He begs Allah for forgiveness the same way the sinner, the zani, the murderer, the one who's been smoking weed, the one who's been committing sin day and night, the same way he begs Allah for forgiveness. That's the way of the person who's just come out of Ramadan, or who's come out of this wonderful ibadah, al-hajj. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, alamatu qabool al-amal, the sign of an accepted action. We all ask this question, right? Is my hajj accepted? Is my hajj not accepted? He says, alamatu qabool al-amal, ihtiqaruhu wa istiqlaluhu wa sigharuhu fi qalbik. Is that you look down on what you've done. You don't see much of it. You see it to be something very, very small in your heart. And then he says, وَإِنَّ الْعَارِفَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّهُ عَقِيبَ طَاعَتِهِ. The smart and intelligent individual, he always asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness when he is finished with that ibadah that he's done. How many of us, my brothers and my sisters, we asked Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness after we finish this ibadah? And then he mentions a number of examples to show you what this means. When you finish the salah, what's the first thing that we do? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saraf min salati istaghfar Allah thalathan. We've just performed the ibadah of salah, which is not an easy matter. It is a very, very noble act of worship. So you followed up one good deed with another. Also, my brothers and my sisters, when you finish with your wudu, even though the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, when a person he washes his face, what comes off, what falls off? His sins, right? مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَضَّهُ فَيُسْبِقُ الْوُضُوء ثُمَّ يَقُولَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا آخِرَ الْحَدِيثِ. What do you say after? اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِنَ التَّوَّابِينَ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. You've just done one ibadah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching you, follow up one ibadah with another. He's teaching you to beg Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, make me from those who constantly repent back, and make me from those who are pure. Likewise, the hajj. You finished hajj, Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells you to what? To say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Following up one good deed with another. Also, the month of Ramadan. When we've just come out of the month of Ramadan, what do we do in the month of Shawwal? مَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّ أَتْبَعُوا سِتًّا مِنْ شَوَّالٍ. You follow up 6 days of fasting in the month of Shawwal after the month of Ramadan. And we also do Zakatul Fitr. The scholars, they say, a person, he does Zakatul Fitr, and also the 6 days of Shawwal to make up for any mistakes and deficiencies that he had in the month of Ramadan. And likewise, this is the case now. If we fell short, and we as human beings were always going to fall short, no matter how wonderfully we do that act of ibadah. The other day when that individual posted in the group, well, I really, really touched my heart. When the individual he mentioned, don't just take back dates and gifts home, but also take back the religion of Islam. And that is, my brothers and my sisters, min abrazi alamati qabul al-amal. From the greatest of signs of an accepted action is that a person, he continues this after he goes back home. It's not just about taking back dates and gifts and zimzam. The biggest gift that you can give back your community, your family, those who are close to you, is that they see a new Muhammad, a new Fatima, a new Abu Bakr, a new Abdullah. And you affect the lives of the people around you. And this is the effect that this great noble ibadah should have on you. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, to accept your action. I mentioned this verse before. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. This verse, my brothers and my sisters, used to make Sheikh bin Baz cry. He used to make him cry. This is Ibrahim and Ismail. After they've just built the greatest building on the face of this earth, the Kaaba. This was a specific request from Allah Azza wa Jal to them. But they still ask Allah Azza wa Jal for what? Oh Allah, accept it from us. Oh Allah, accept it from us. And again, this is another sign of an accepted hajj. Is that a person, he begs Allah to accept his action. This is why the early generations, for a whole 6 months after the month of Ramadan, they would ask Allah, oh Allah, accept our Ramadan from us. And then the next 6 months, they would beg Allah, oh Allah, help us reach another Ramadan. We have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters. First thing that I mentioned is that we look down, we don't think much of that which we've done. Then we also follow up one good deed with another. And also, my brothers and my sisters, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us. Take these 3 points back home, my brothers and my sisters. Second thing, inshallah ta'ala, that was the reminder that I wanted to give every single one of you. And it's the most important thing that I can inform you of from all the things that we're going to be speaking about. Second thing is, guys, when we go to Al-Madinah,